Millions of Europeans are left shivering in some of the coldest temperatures of the winter so far, as Russia, which supplies one quarter of all gas consumed in European Union countries, continues to halt deliveries of its gas. Moscow cut its supplies to Ukraine on January 1st, following a price dispute, and on Wednesday it also stopped all shipments to Europe through pipelines running across Ukraine, accusing Ukrainian authorities of stealing gas.
Ми хочемо ще раз продемонструвати в рамках роботи місії.
Ukrainian President Viktor Yushchenko strongly denied Russia's charges and said that Ukraine did not steal one cubic meter of Russian gas. European gas line monitors arrived in Kyiv on Friday morning. Philip Cornelis is head of the group.
The purpose of our monitoring mission is to verify on an independent basis the flows of gas coming into the Ukrainian system and be able to compare them on an independent basis with the precise flows of gas that reach the European customers with whom Gazprom has a commercial contract.
Russia pledged to resume the pipeline delivery of Russian gas across the territory of Ukraine after independent monitors are installed. Gazprom's CEO Alexei Miller pledged Gazprom would resume shipments to Europe once the monitoring teams deploy pipeline pumping stations across Ukraine. Now Russian President Dmitry Medvedev insists that they could not proceed until Moscow and Kyiv sign a protocol on how the mission will operate. Negotiations on developing such mechanism failed on Friday.
К сожалению, никакой веры.
President Medvedev said Moscow had no trust left in the good intentions of the Ukrainian side and that Russia will act only after the documents are signed. Czech Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, whose country holds the rotating EU presidency, is flying to Moscow on Saturday after overseeing Friday's negotiations in Kyiv. Moscow wants Ukraine to pay the full market price for gas, without the discounts Ukraine has enjoyed since the Soviet Union collapsed in 1991. But Ukraine, which is struggling through economic crisis, says Russia wants double what Ukraine is prepared to pay. Moscow's last offer was $250 for a cubic meter of gas, but Gazprom said the offer no longer stands after Ukraine rejected it and that it will charge Ukraine $450. EU authorities have warned that even after Moscow resumes gas shipments, it will take at least 3 days before the deliveries reach all EU member countries. Anya Ardayeva for VOA News, Moscow.